From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Thousands of demonstrators marched on Washington, D.C. Saturday, rallying for tougher gun laws in the United States.
We are here to call out every single politician, to force them into enacting this legislation, to addressing this legislation, to doing more than a simple Band-Aid on a broken bone.
More than 800 sister marches were planned in each of the 50 U.S. states and worldwide. Here's the mayor of Atlanta, Georgia.
You are a reminder that the right to life applies to our children sitting in our classrooms.
The March for Our Lives demonstrations, led by survivors of the Parkland, Florida mass shooting, were expected to draw hundreds of thousands of people. Survivor Cameron Caskey.
My generation, having spent our entire lives seeing mass shooting after mass shooting, has learned that our voices are powerful and our votes matter. We must educate ourselves and start conversations that keep our country moving forward, and we will.
We have in-depth coverage of the March for Our Lives on VOAnews.com. Russian and Syrian media say more than 100,000 people have left Syria's eastern Ghouta area. That includes some 7,000 members of one of the rebel groups occupying the area. Some Syrians celebrated the fighters leaving. This Syrian man saying, our steadiness here and insistence to stay alive and go with our lives and write our lives by ourselves. This is resistance. This is Syrian people. The departure comes a day after Faylaq al-Rahman agreed with Russian and Syrian authorities to surrender its territory in Ghouta in exchange for safe passage north to Idlib province. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Two policemen were killed in a bomb attack on Saturday in Alexandria, Egypt. This resident witnessed the explosion. He says, I felt and heard an earthquake. Then I saw dust. I heard shouting and the glass was shattered. I went to look. Then I found cars on fire on the street after an explosion. The car bomb, which wounded five others, targeted the local security chief 2 days before the presidential election. The Interior Ministry said the bomb was left under a car and blew up as Major General Mustafa al-Nemer drove past. Nemer was not hurt. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. Islamic State released a video last month in which it warned Egyptians against taking part in the upcoming vote. U.S. President Donald Trump has denounced Friday's attack in France that claimed 4 lives. The president, tweeting about the terrorist attack in the southwestern town of Trèbes, saying the U.S. grieves the nation's loss. Earlier Saturday, France's interior minister said the police officer who exchanged himself for the hostages had died. More from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
Authorities have identified the suspect as 25-year-old French-Moroccan Redouane Lakhdim, a small-time drug dealer who was reportedly under surveillance for potentially being a religious radical, although he was not considered a security threat. Interior Minister Gérard Colomb said Lakhdim first shot dead a driver while stealing a car in the southern town of Carcassonne, then opened fire on police, wounding one of them. His next target was a supermarket in the nearby town of Trèbes. Reports say Lakhdim shouted Allah Akbar, fired into the air, and took hostages. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The Islamic State militant group's propaganda arm claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. forces carried out an airstrike near the southern Libyan city of Ubari on Saturday. The U.S. Africa Command said 2 terrorists were killed. The statement said the strike had been carried out in coordination with the internationally recognized Government of National Accord in Tripoli. No civilians are believed to have been killed. North Korea has agreed to meet with South Korea next week to coordinate the logistics and agendas for an inter-Korea summit to be held in April, the South said Saturday. Each side will send a 3-member team Thursday to the border truce village of Panmunjom. China is condemning the United States for what it calls a serious political and military provocation after a U.S. warship entered waters near an island claimed by Beijing in the South China Sea. A spokesman for the Chinese Defense Ministry said the U.S. had seriously harmed Chinese sovereignty and security. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.